I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And joining us on the line right now is Lieutenant Colonel Coney Schaefer, a former CIA intelligence officer and author of a New York Times bestselling book, Operation Darkheart, Spycraft, as an, Special Operations on the Front Lines of Afghanistan. Good morning to you, Colonel Schaefer. How are you?
I'm very well, Brian. Good to be on. Thank you for having me.
Man, there is a ton of stuff we need to unpack here today. I mean, there, everywhere you look, there are stories about Russia, collusion. Was the Trump administration being spied on by the Obama folks? And, I mean, it goes on and on and on. But I want to start with David Nunes, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. We know that he went to the White House. He looked at some documents. He came out and said, yes, there is evidence indeed that the people in the Obama administration were monitoring the activities of the Trump campaign and the Trump transition. There's no doubt about it. And then the questions seem to be about, well, how do you know that? Who showed you these documents? Who were your sources? Blah, 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 blah. Well, now we apparently know that who the sources are. They are identified in a number of stories as Ezra Cohen Watnick and Michael Ellis. What do we know about these guys? You know some of these fellows, right?
Well, I do know some of them. I don't know these folks in particular, but I know that they're staffers who actually had access to these databases. And Brian, let me be clear for this, and you have a very enlightened audience in this issue. Most of the audience understands that the information these guys were talked about with Chairman Nunes has to do with information that the executive branch, that is to say the executive branch of government, does not normally share in any great detail with the legislative branch. There's probably, I would suspect, 8 people in the House of Representatives and the Senate who actually are read in to these programs. So it's not extraordinary at all that these individuals as whistleblowers would contact the congressman and say, hey, here's the smoking gun. So I think I agree with Sean Spicer on this. We need to be much more focused on the content of what was shown than the mechanism that got there. Because as a former whistleblower, look, Brian, I know for a fact as a whistleblower, you become the issue over whatever you're talking about. And it's just never good to do that.
Look, I totally agree with you on that. I think it absolutely is important that we notice, pay more attention to what the intelligence reveals rather than how Nunes, in a procedural way, come to see the intelligence.
Right.
But you say a whistleblower, and Nunes has described the person who shared the information with him as a whistleblower.
Right.
Can you be a whistleblower if you're on the inside of the administration working for President Trump and not have President Trump know what you're doing?
Well, yes, absolutely, you can. This meeting apparently happened at the old executive office building. It's not the main White House. I've been there, and that's where they keep the most sensitive stuff. And let me put it this way. Basically, anybody who's in civil service, military or civilian, has to take an oath of office to be loyal to the Constitution of the United States and the people of the United States. Your obligation to basically report on wrongdoing does not go away simply because you work for the President of the United States. And there's a political aspect. These guys had to come forward. They had to put it into the hands of someone who would do something about it. And again, I've been down this path, Brian, so this is not strange to me. But I think we have to understand that we're in Washington. Everything is politicized no matter what.
Yeah, I would like to switch over and discuss Mike Flynn for a little bit here.
Sure, Mary.
The Wall Street Journal cited officials claiming that his attorney, Robert Kellner, has made an offer to both the FBI, the House, the Senate Intelligence Committees that he will testify in exchange for immunity. Why does he need immunity?
Well, there's a little bit of mystery here. I want to see the actual documents before I make a judgment if he asked for immunity. What I understand he asked for was basically a path forward to relate the information he has. I think, I was on another network a few minutes ago. I think this is like an episode of Seinfeld. You've got a George Costanza-looking guy over CNN and making stuff up, and everybody else is like a Kramer, just throwing stuff out there. So I'm very curious about the context of those discussions. And let me and Mary, as I said to Brian, you know, everything in this town is politicized. And Mike Flynn, going after Mike Flynn was a blood sport for about 30 days. And I understand completely how Mike would want to have some level of assurance that whatever he shares cannot be turned around and used against him in some form. So whether it be limited use immunity, I don't know. But I can understand exactly what he's asking for based on the context of the political backdrop of everything that's going on.
It's interesting that you say that, because John Parkinson, who has a verified Twitter account, there's the check mark next to it, apparently with ABC, says that Jack Langer, he tweeted out, Jack Langer, spokesman for Chairman Nunes at House Intel, quote, "No, Michael Flynn has not offered to testify to HPSCI in exchange for immunity."
Right. So I think there's some real questions about the story. I don't think we have all the facts yet.
Well, even if there is a request for immunity on some level, maybe it's in his conversations with the FBI. I noticed that Greta Van Susteren, who's a legal analyst and an old friend of mine, has tweeted out this morning, "I know for many this is a hard fact to believe, but innocent people sometimes need immunity, not just the guilty."
That's correct. And again, Brian, look, you and I have been around this town a long time. And anybody who goes up on the Hill or has to deal with the FBI have a potential of becoming wrapped up in whatever bad thing going on. So I don't believe for a minute. I mean, think about this, too. By now, if there was some tidbit out there that was significant regarding the Russian relationship, it would have already been leaked. Ms. Farkas went on MSNBC the other day and admitted that they'd been targeting this. So trust me, if there was something out there that linked directly Mike Flynn to the Russians, and that Russian contact linked back to President Trump, we would know about it already. That does not exist.
And let's just stop and talk about big picture for a moment. Yeah. I mean, there are two tracks here. One is, was there collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians? The second one is, was the Obama administration spying on the Trump folk? Look, of those two questions, I think the evidence is beginning to suggest that there is a tremendous amount of evidence suggesting that indeed the Obama folks were spying on the Trump folks. But when it comes to the issue of Russian collusion, there is a whole laundry list of people who have looked at the available evidence and have walked away and said in a very definitive way, there is no evidence of collusion.
Right. And I think that's the issue. Brian, I mean, how long are you going to beat the dead horse? And back to your point regarding the Obama collection, why else would President Obama loosen the restrictions of what we call raw SIGINT, that information, Brian, that comes directly out of collection with people like John Brennan and others, which were not allowed to see it before. And, of course, that goes with the unmasking. Why would President Obama do that? And that, to me, is circumstantial, but very clearly indicates that President Obama was knowledgeable of whatever was going on regarding the unmasking and sharing of information. It's just no president would do that at the very end of his presidency, other than to do something to be political. And that's why I'm looking at that.
Well, it certainly dovetails with what Evelyn Farkas has said, is that she was worried and others were worried the information wasn't going to be seen by enough people, that it was going to be destroyed once the Trump people came into office. So they made a move to make sure that a lot of people had access to it at the very last day of the Obama administration. That seems to be absolutely without any doubt a fact.
And Brian, it would have been leaked to the New York Times or NBC in some form had they found some tidbit linking Mr. Trump to the Russians. There's no doubt about that.
All right, we got to leave it right there. Thank you so much, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, folks.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.